Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about something that bothers many people. Join us. I'm sure that we will have an excellent show. Dr. Lightman, look, I want to talk to you about God and the corona. There are many questions about God and this story. Why is he not helping us with the corona? I mean, God can do everything. So suddenly we have this problem, and it seems that God's indifferent. People are ill. People die. People feel sorrow. It's a real problem, really, that is attacking us from all sides. I can't even explain. And as if God went asleep, why does he not help us with the corona? What's up with God? As it says that the Creator dwells in his place of holiness. This is what it says in the writings. I don't exactly understand your attitude toward that. Elohim, God in Hebrew, in Gimadria, in its numerical value, is nature. So, whether you call it nature or God, it's one and the same. And God, or nature, is the system of nature, but not only the nature of our world that we're familiar with, the still vegetative animate and people, but also the higher system of nature. And therefore, we have to relate to him as to a system, like a machine, that even though that it's filled with emotions and intellect like we are, but still, all in all, it is a system that we can influence if we know how and get a response, new responses from it, if we know how. And this is how we will relate to the system. Therefore, what are you demanding here? I hear people crying out to God. It's really like little children that are punching the ball that broke the window. You know, something like that. How can you? The only one that can change his behavior is man himself and only. And God is the whole of nature. The whole of nature that behaves according to absolute laws. That from beginning to end, there is a plan, and it is impossible to change this plan, but it has to be realized as is. You're saying that the corona was a part of God's plan? Undoubtedly. And there are many such blows, if you can call them blows, in nature. And we're the only ones who have choice. If we will behave not exactly being directed toward the purpose of our development, the purpose of creation, then we will feel a response from nature that will force us to change in order to reach a state determined by nature as the goal. Since I was a child, I was sure that God is good, that people are bad. That's for sure. You see it everywhere. I don't know why, but this is how they are. They're also good, but sometimes there is something really bad about them. But God, he's not a human being. So I was sure that God is good. Where do you exactly see that? Look, for example, I come from a farm. I grew up on a farm. And I really, really like being in nature. You walk around in nature. You go into an orchard. You see, everything is, I don't even know how to describe it. Everything's perfect. Everything's so, we don't have the words to even explain this beauty and perfection made by God. So there is something so beautiful about him. On the other hand, you're saying, how is it that now that life became such a big problem? Why doesn't God help? When will he help? Because it depends on people. What's the question? It depends on people, and then what follows is that you have corrupted the world. What do you want from it? What do you want from the system of nature? The system of nature, that there's nothing about it. It's just one big computer that you, that have choice, are inserting incorrect information into it. So what do you get? A bad response. And who do you blame? Of course, not yourself. Who am I? What am I? What do you want from me? You're blaming God. It's very foolish. I don't understand what's foolish here. That you are punishing God. That I'm blaming him? Yeah? You're blaming him, of course. Why is he to blame? I don't know if he's to blame. I'd simply like for him to come and help a bit quicker. It seems that he's not coming to help us. Because he's doing this evil only as a response. He's doing this bad only in as a response to your bad actions. What is it that we have done that he brought the corona upon us? That we're not connecting. We're not connecting. Instead of connect, what does it mean to connect? To connect between us means to be together, friendly toward each other, taking each other into consideration. Like you tell your children. You have a good example. I know your sons. They're really Esau and Jacob. So, for them to be good kids, to behave nicely, properly, that they can enjoy. No, they don't want to. You see, man's inclination is evil from the start. And therefore, this is what happens. And we don't want to resist our own evil inclination. In everything, we want to encourage it. And this reality in which you say that people do not take each other into consideration, that if we think about this, you're right. There's less and less consideration between people. So I want to understand, how does this law work? You said that God is a system of absolute laws. The system of absolute laws, it doesn't like us not taking each other into consideration. It pays attention to how I treat you now in a good or bad way. What? We are inside this system. It's a system, you understand? It's a mechanism. And if each of us does not correctly do act in relation to the entire system, these corruptions, these deviations, they accumulate and give a bad result. That it's not that they're bad, but these results, they accumulate and then they give a response that comes in order to correct us. Therefore, the coronavirus that's coming now is coming to correct us, undoubtedly. What exactly does it come to correct? In the meantime, it seems that it only corrupts. What does God want us to correct? For us to first of all understand the system and know how to connect with each other. I hear many theories and different thoughts that people have from different religions that they're naming different reasons for the corona. Many people think that it's because God is angry at people, and they have different explanations. Why is he angry and so on, and what do people have to do in order for God to take this blow away? There is no such thing as God being angry or crossed with you. It's simply that the Torah speaks in the language of human beings, but the upper force has no anger. He's above all of these things. The system in advance knows what's supposed to happen. Previously, he said that he sent us the corona because we're not taking each other into consideration, not treating each other favorably, in order to teach us how to better understand the system and arrange ourselves and be integrally connected to the system. How do we know for sure that this is the reason for which the corona came? Because people did not take each other into consideration. How do we know that this is the reason? The diagnosis is no less important than the cure. So how do we know that the diagnosis that corona came from God because we're not taking each other into consideration enough is the exact point? Very simple. We see nature as an integral system that is entirely connected on all sides and all of its interconnections. The system is entirely interconnected. And if there is some kind of free element in it that can push it out of the true, correct, complete connection, it's only man that has free choice, who has an evil inclination. And this person has to balance himself out in a good relationship. And if he doesn't do it, then there are different errors, incorrect responses that accumulate as incorrect responses to the system, and the system reacts. It's filled more and more with the deviations that people put into it, and then it responds. And its response is directly aimed at those problems that man wanted to insert into it. And its response is exactly directed in order to correct man. When a person treats another person poorly, he corrupts the entire big system of nature? Of course. But it's only in relation to another person. How is it related to the system of nature? No such thing. We are in a system which is entirely global, integral, and we can't do anything so that this system will not influence the entire system. If I could talk to God and I'd ask him, God, say, what do you want from us with the corona and everything? What would he tell me? Be correctly connected with one another. Next question then. How? Can I talk to him? That you're talking now, you're talking to him. What, he's hearing my questions now? What you feel in your mind and heart, this is exactly that you're talking to him. But it's what I feel. How do I know that he's hearing me, God? This is a different question. If you want to know how he can hear you and maybe how he responds, you have to build inside of you a system. Like he built. What kind of a system is it? It is the system of bestowal. Oh, what is that? That you want to influence, that you want to bestow onto others and onto the upper force in return, just like he bestows to everyone and to the entire system that he has created and to you too. What does this word to bestow, what does it mean? To its benefit. To the benefit of the general system. To the benefit of Owen Levy. So inside myself, I have to build a system of the desire to bestow. Yes? If I'll build it, you mean inside my heart, right? Yeah. The desire to be good, to bestow. To whom exactly? To everyone. people, the still vegetative, the animate, everyone. And if I will be able to do this, then from that system that you have correctly installed, you will start feeling what God is. And then I'll be able to talk to him. Yeah, it's your system. Yeah, but I want to talk to God. Exactly. You will feel that he is inside of you. Inside the system. Yeah. What will I feel? Like with a friend. Much closer. I'll be able to ask him something. Exactly about everything. He'll answer for sure and immediately. How will I know that he's the one that's answering? Because I'll feel it. In a way that there's no doubt. It says that homes for the mentally ill are full of people that talk to God. Yeah, I studied this in the university. Now, you seem completely sane. Yeah, but I have, you know, nerves. You said that if a person wants to talk to God, he has to build a system that will be like God, and then from that system, he can connect to him. Otherwise, how can you understand him if you don't have the same system as he has? You can understand him on condition that you have the same qualities, the same forms of thinking, the same feelings that the general system called God has. Okay, you said that the desire to benefit others. So you're actually saying that God is good, that he wants to do good. Don't you see that this is what he's doing? So this is my question. I see that sometimes he does good and sometimes, you know, he has deviations. No. Anyone who blames does it because of his own flaws. You simply don't understand them. It's like your children in relation to you. You know that you're right, but they simply don't understand you correctly. So God always does good, and that I feel this sometimes as bad, it's because I don't understand how he perceives the good, how he grasps it, or our development in the direction of good. Yeah. Practical question, from heart to heart. I understand everything that we talked about up until now on a certain level. Of course, I didn't understand everything that you said, but practical question, Dr. Lightman, when will God finish the Corona story? He brought it, take it back. God forbid, no, just not that. He should finish this story. Take it to the end. As many years as I don't understand your answer. What does it mean that he will finish it? The corona came in order to heal society from its excessive ego, from its cruelty, from criticism, hate, everything that we have toward each other. That this way, as it says, it's better to die than live this way. And therefore, we have to understand that the corona is reaching us in the best possible way. You're not relating to your children with the same love that the Creator treats us. Really, look what he's doing. All in all, a few people die. And also, how do you know that death is something bad? That's another question, but suppose. And then we have to understand that corona comes in order to cure us of our ego. See what we did in the world. How many people die because of us every day on this planet? How many people are ill? How many people suffer? How many people die of starvation? How many people suffer injustice and problems? What do we have here? We already brought society to a third world war. That who knows what will be left after this? we will not be able to bend our ego in any way. So the corona, it comes now and it softens everything. This virus softens everything. It says, sit at home. I'm not going to allow you to develop in a bad way anymore, like you did all this time, until you will get the correct understanding of how you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to evolve, how you're supposed to be correctly connected with one another. I'm not going to allow you to leave. And whoever's going to leave, he's going to die. Not because of police or something, but because of me. It's an educational act on part of the upper force, what he's doing to us. Until we will learn the spiritual laws of the whole and complete system of how to relate to each other as God does, as nature does, in a very business-like fashion. If we don't do this, we will not come out of this crisis. The corona is really a crown. It will teach us, and I really hope that this is how it's going to be. It will teach us how to live in the new world. What does it mean to treat each other like God does? Equally. In justice and integrity. Dr. Lightman, what request should we ask of God in the times of corona? To understand Him? To understand Him. Yeah. Okay, and what kind of help can we ask for in these times of distress? The corona, it's like a multi-problem that attacks us on all fronts, from health to livelihood, businesses, it's a multi... Of course, it's the life that we have arranged for ourselves, a life that is useless. So what kind of help can we receive from God? What kind of help can we get from Him now for this problem? That we will see life in a new way, our attitude, philosophy, approach to life, everything, the process, but especially the creating force in us. Why is it making us so bad, developing us to be such egoists? How can we deal with it? How, by treating it correctly, can we get out of it all? How can we better understand nature and its goal and everything? For us, all of these things are opening up now. So this is exactly the question. If God made people bad, then why does He come with His accusations now? You made them bad. He's not coming with any accusations. He's only teaching us. As it says, I have created the evil inclination, and I have created the Torah spice. What is the Torah? The Torah is the reforming light. It means the reforming light, that there is a positive force in nature that we can draw, and for it to deal with the negative force that the Creator created, and the negative force is also the Creator. We have two forces that come from one root, and we need these two forces. We need to balance them out between us. And to live, as it says, that you shall be for me as God that knows good and bad. Another question. This virus, the corona. So we understand that God sent it to people because they don't take each other into consideration, for them to learn how to take each other into consideration. How does this coronavirus that went on a mission and really smashed us, how will the virus know when to stop? Mister, because it's a system. It is a system that all the time lives and is round and is connected from beginning to end, end to beginning. It is all the time mutually connected. And therefore, once we change our behavior, it immediately changes the system too, the general system, and then accordingly, we calm down. It influences us precisely the way we influence it. But the virus, not God. God sent the virus, this I understand. But how does the virus itself know when did it finish its mission? It's completely operated, activated. You're looking at this system in a very... as if he sent it, and that's it, you know, manage. It's an integrally connected system with the virus and everything else in it, and therefore once you change your response to the virus on the social level, even though that the virus is influencing you biologically, on the biological level, your response on the social level influences the entire system. And then the form of the virus on the biological level also changes. I'll think about this. Final question. Were I to tell you, Dr. Lightman, look, suppose that all people all over the world, from all nations, religions, everyone wants to pray together to God for him to heal the corona. What should the prayer exactly be? Mind and heart. This is what we need in order to understand the Creator's actions on us. And this is what we have to ask for. Give us the mind and the heart to understand this. For us to be able to understand you and to keep your laws. Amen. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, we wish you all the best and good luck.